Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Anyway, in this video, I'm talking about President Volodymyr Zelensky's first visit to Azerbaijan during the war, which went ahead just yesterday. Now, Azerbaijan and Ukraine are both former Soviet republics, both former colonies of Russia in the days of the Russian Empire. And indeed, after the October Revolution, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said he would like the non-Russian parts of the empire to stay in a voluntary honorable union with Russia, but if they wish to declare independence, then their wish would be respected. And they all did, including Azerbaijan. The Azerbaijani Democratic Republic proclaimed on, when was it, the 28th of May, 1918, around the same time Ukraine proclaimed its independence. And indeed, they recognized each other. They established diplomatic relations. There's a plaque on the building in Baku, which was the Ukrainian embassy just after the First World War. Now, Lenin quickly changed his mind and Soviet Russia invaded those countries, subjugated them, imposed communism, and really suppressed their identities and so forth. And okay, there were some Azerbaijani communists, a small number of Ukrainians who welcomed that, but that was it. But the desire for any degree of significant autonomy was very much stifled for 70 years. And Zelensky and Aliyev, they're both children of the Soviet Union. They're both native speakers of Russian. And Ilham Aliyev, the president of Azerbaijan, he grew up in Moscow, although I think he was actually born in Azerbaijan. And when he became president of Azerbaijan in 2003, he didn't even speak fluent Azerbaijani, but he's got better, so I'm told. So Zelensky's first language is Russian afterwards. Even today, his Ukrainian is not perfect. So now Azerbaijan has said it's strictly neutral on this conflict. But President Aliyev, he's visited Kiev during the war. They give humanitarian aid, they give no military aid, and so forth. So they're discussing security and energy cooperation for various reasons. Now, there was a Russian state visit to Azerbaijan a couple of years ago. Azerbaijan has jailed Azerbaijanis who joined the Russian army and subsequently come home to Azerbaijan. They want to stay out of it. But he recognized you didn't want to provoke Russia too much. They defeated Armenia, which is Russia's former ally in 2020, taking even more land. But actually, peace between Azerbaijan and Armenia is working out better than anybody thought. Now, that could be a ruse. The Armenians lower their guard and then Azerbaijan goes in, because Azerbaijan sometimes claims the whole of Armenia. So the Armenians were only there as guests. They even claim a lot of Georgia. Now, that's partly the fault of the Soviet Union when they deliberately chopped and changed borders, gave an Armenian majority area to Azerbaijan, because obviously, you know, historically, Azerbaijanis were almost everybody in Azerbaijan, but then they put some non-Azerbaijani areas into Azerbaijan. They took some Azerbaijani majority areas, put it into Georgia, for example. They moved some Azerbaijanis out to Siberia. They moved some Russians in and all the rest of it to make sure there's a large non-Azerbaijani minority in the country to try and make the breakup of the Soviet Union impossible. Well, it did make it impossible. It just made it very bloody when it happened. Okay, so now that Aliyev got most of what he wants from Armenia, Armenia realized that Russia's a fair weather friend, then he can afford to be a bit friendly with Zelensky, and therefore by buttering him up, develop more cordial relations with the European Union, to some extent the United States. The other thing is Azerbaijan's got a bad relationship with Iran to the south. Azerbaijan's the only Muslim country that's got a genuinely warm relationship with Israel, partly because a common enemy is Iran. Remember, two-thirds of historic Azerbaijan is part of Iran these days. So like at least 20% of Iranians are ethnic Azerbaijanis, speak that language. But so far as I know, they don't want to unite with Azerbaijan. Tabriz is the historic capital of Azerbaijan, and that's deep inside Iran these days. There's no way that Azerbaijan's going to get it back. You know, Azerbaijan's got 10 million people. Iran's got about 90 million people. Okay, so they like to buy Israeli technology, allow Mossad to operate there very freely and so forth. But Azerbaijan's obviously the brother nation of Turkey. Turkey's got very bad relations with Israel these days. So that means Azerbaijan can maybe not go as far cooperating with Israel as they'd like to. Okay, and so that's it. But they've managed to marry up with Turkey insofar as now there's this Trump, what is it, Route for International Peace and Prosperity, that road from Turkey through Armenia, linking onto Azerbaijan. So it's an overland route. Previously, had to go via Georgia or via Iran and so on. So are they going to build a rail route? So that is going to stimulate commerce, and Azerbaijan and Armenia are going to trade with each other, Armenia and Turkey and so on. So make life a lot easier for both, because Armenia has only got 3 million people. It's landlocked. It's got bad relations historically with Turkey and Azerbaijan. partly this Armenian genocide. There's Iran, and they had a fairly good relationship with Iran. They couldn't afford to alienate all their neighbors. They had to do everything to keep the Georgians happy. That was the only easy route out towards Russia, to the sea, to the world. So Zelensky is there, and the Azerbaijanis, like the world, have been stunned by Ukraine's military prowess, by its successful development of military technology, necessity being the mother invention, how they've advanced with drone technology, with ground drones and so forth, with sea drones. So they've got a really impressive military manufacturing sector. So now that they want to work on defense industrial cooperation, obviously Zelensky knows that his country desperately needs money, because, you know, exporting grain or any other material is very difficult. A lot of the wealthy mining areas are in enemy hands. So that's it. So they'd like better military technology. And the thing is, Russia has cordial relations with Iran, and obviously Azerbaijan doesn't like this one. Now, Russia's done almost nothing for Iran during this war against Israel, partly because they've got very little to spare. They thought Iran is going to lose anyway. They don't want to back the wrong horse. So that's it. So President Zelensky was recently in Saudi Arabia, and these Gulf Arab countries, they're willing to pay handsomely for Zelensky's anti-Shahid drone technology. We don't know how much. And after this war is over, one thing that Ukraine can really look forward to is making a mint from selling their technology. The German army, the British army, they get trained by Ukrainians. Whilst Germany and the UK, they fought asymmetric warfare in Afghanistan this century, they haven't fought a conventional conflict, which Ukraine has. They're benefiting from that battlefield expertise and experience. So Ukraine received cheaper Azerbaijani oil and gas this war, which they really needed to do to keep them going, these energy assistance packets. Could Azerbaijan act as an honest broker between Ukraine and Russia, just like Turkey has done? Meetings in Turkey, but not between Zelensky and Putin. Putin suggested meeting last year in Turkey. Zelensky said, I'm up for it. He went there to show his goodwill, to show his good faith, his openness in negotiations. Putin didn't show up, which shows you just how dishonest he is yet again. All right. There was talk of visiting Azerbaijan, Armenia in 2024, but it didn't happen. Now, there've been decent relations between Armenia and Ukraine. Zelensky's not been there. I think the Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan's been there. Armenia's got very little wealth to spare, can't donate very much. But obviously, the Ukrainians can't be too amicable with the Armenians for fear of alienating Azerbaijan. Obviously, Russia is not happy to see Zelensky welcomed to Azerbaijan. They try to say that he's a Nazi, a drug addict, and all this sort of nonsense. So that's almost two fingers from Azerbaijan to Russia. Russia hasn't even complained about it. It's got less sway in Azerbaijan, these former Soviet republics, than they'd like to. They'd like to call them the near abroad. They've never accepted the independence of these countries unofficially. Officially, they say yes, but they try to dictate what happens there, their internal policies, their external policies. They were against that Ceyhan pipeline from Azerbaijan through Georgia, through Turkey to the Mediterranean Sea at Ceyhan. They wanted Azerbaijan to be really held hostage by them exporting its oil and gas via Russia. So they don't like Azerbaijan flexing its muscles and being genuinely independent, but they don't have the wherewithal to deal with it. They don't have the headspace, they don't have the military assets, they don't have the economic clout anymore. So they dare not alienate them, which is not to say there's no influence in a place like Azerbaijan anymore, Russian influence. There is, but it's less than before, it's shrinking. So this war to establish their superpower status, really this is how it is failing. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Cannon7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.